Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life. The process is there on this resurrecting weekend. We are so close to our Easter Sunday, and it is a wonderful time to just celebrate and be thankful and give God glory and praise for what he has done. On this 15-minute empowerment, we are going to be charged in our spirits and our faith and our walk and our stand to walk and grow and live in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. As we learn of him and grow in him and mature in him, and the revelation of who he is through the scriptures is revealed to us more and more and more, we shine brighter, our light shines brighter. Our mind is renewed in the Word of God. We find and see ourselves looking and becoming more and more like Jesus Christ in the earth. Our will is his will, and what we do glorifies him in a greater dimension. We show and demonstrate the glory of his power, of his love, of his truth like never before, and it's authentic. It's not something that is rehearsed. It is authentic. It is authentic and it is real, and we don't have to make ourselves do it. It is the nature. It's the spiritual nature of us, and it springs up in us as life and light and hope and love and wisdom and knowledge and truth, and his characteristics is all that Jesus is. So it is amazing because he chooses unlikely people, and when he chooses us, he chooses us for his glory, and we begin to see change that happens in us, and it's wonderful. We've been looking at people in the Bible, not seeing them as superhuman Christians, but seeing them as everyday individuals living at a different time, different day, and different century, and we are seeing the glory of God being manifest in us in such a way because he has chosen us for his purpose and for his plan. And so when we look at the individuals that we study and look at their life. We look at and learn from them. We see how they trusted God, how they believed God, the will of God, the word of God for them. But we also see their mistakes or their shortcomings. But it does not refute the word of God. The word that God has spoken concerning them still manifests, still comes to pass, still is exactly what he said. Because the word of the Lord is a strong tower, and it cannot fail. It will surely come to pass. Today we're going to look at when Jesus, Palm Sunday, so to speak, when Jesus was getting ready to go to the cross, and he sent the disciples, and he told the disciples to go, that there was a donkey prepared for him, and that when the disciples went, if the owner was to ask you anything, tell him that the master had use for the donkey. And what I like about this, love about this, because it was prepared for him. The donkey was prepared for the use of the master. And in the preparing of it, the Lord specifically handpicked, God specifically handpicked the best donkey for his son to ride on. And that lets us understand and know, because God gave us his best, what the Lord used in the service of his son in the earth to for the people to sing Hosanna and to worship him and to praise him before he went to the cross. God chose the best. And that lets us know the reassurance that what God has for us in our life, because he's given us his son, which is the best. He has prepared something for us that is brand new, that is the best. This donkey that Jesus was going to ride on, no one had ever sat on him. No one had ever used him in service. And God used this, allow the people to worship and glorify, that he allowed them to give God praise and to worship him in the place that he needed to be lifted up and exalted for where he was getting ready to go and what he was getting ready to endure and go through. The Lord will prepare something for us. The Lord will prepare something for us even as we worship, as we adore, as we believe, as we receive, as we walk by faith. God will always prepare something brand new, and it will be the best. And he will allow that to be used so that he can get glory, so that he can get honor. The same way that he had this donkey who had never been used before, never been set on before, waiting for his son. God has something waiting and prepared for you. And as you trust him and believe him and just worship him, because they begin to sing Hosanna, Hosanna, they begin to worship with all of their heart, and they worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. As we begin to worship every single day with the life of worship, and then worship out of our mouth, and every time we begin to think about Jesus, about his goodness, about his grace, about his word throughout the day, and we begin to even worship, even on our job, it just meditate and just talk and just say, God, we love you, we adore you, we trust you, we bless you. As we do that and we begin to have that heart of worship that is open, we are setting up something for God to allow something brand new come in our lives, something wonderful to hit us, something glorious to manifest that is new in our lives. And he does it because he loves us, and his thoughts towards us are good and not evil. Jesus' preparation, the process of what he was going through, what he was going to face, he was in the process of that from the moment that he was born. And when he was tabernacled here with us for those 33 and a half years, when he was there, when his ministry was there for 3.5 years, he was in the process of getting ready to go to a great sacrifice. Our process, no matter what it is, whether it's in our house, in our marriage, with our finance, with our physical body, on the job, in the career choice, in the environment that we're living in with that ministry, whatever it is, our career choice, our whatever that thing is that God is preparing us, he's getting us ready. And that prep place, that preparation, that process place is preparing us for the place where we will be honored in a way that glorifies God, but it's also going to be in a way that allows us to be promoted. Jesus was promoted from where he was, because after he rose from the dead, the Bible lets us know that he's seated far above everything, and he's seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's there now making intercession for us. He's sitting there at rest, at peace, and till the last, all of his enemies are defeated. All of his enemies, the last one being death. And so we see that the place of his sacrifice, the place of where he had to glorify God with his life for us, was the place of promotion. God is preparing us in that process to get us ready so that whenever we get promoted, it is going to be through something that we're going to have to suffer through. In the end, it's going to bring him glory in the earth. It's going to bring him honor in the earth. Many lives are going to be touched, and many lives are going to be saved in the earth. And we're going to be able to daily declare and decree, Hosanna to our King, who gave us the example of how it is to go through and to suffer, not for his own namesake, but for ours. So I just admonish you in this season where we're giving thanks, where we recognize what the sacrifice of Jesus was and is unto us, that if it had not been for him that was on our side, we would not be where we are today. We would never know the grace and the mercy of God and the manifestation that we know it now. And God has given that to us. They sung Hosanna to the King. He was on his way. He was getting ready to go to the cross. But God allowed the celebration. He allowed the celebration that Jesus needed, that celebration of worship that he needed, that celebration that pushed him and honored him and let him know that what he was doing was worthy and that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God will cause a celebration in your life. In the midst of what you're going through, he will cause a celebration. He will let you know that it's not in vain, that what you're going through, there's an end to it. It's only a season. It's only a season. Seasons end. They're only for a period of time. Season shows characteristics that is necessary for that season. But within that season, when that fullness of time has come, that season has to end and you have to transpire into something, another season. Jesus suffered, but he got up on the third day. And when he got up with all power in his hand. He got up with the keys that the enemy had taken, and he took those keys over hell, death, and the grave, and he has those keys, and he's holding those keys, and he has the authority now to lead everyone who comes to him, everyone who says, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Son of the living God, who died for my sins and rose from the dead. Everyone who comes, that death that was over their life is now destroyed. Now, when we leave here, we're in the presence of the Lord and the presence of the King. We're no longer being tormented with the fear of death, because we know to be absent from the body is to be present. So we're there. He took those keys of hell. Hell can no longer torment us. And we have power over everything, every spirit, every stronghold, every darkness. We have authority through the blood of Jesus Christ, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. At the name of Jesus, demons tremble. At the name of Jesus, we can bind, we can loose, we have power. So death nor hell no longer has authority over us. We no longer belong to the enemy. We no longer belong to Satan. Our names have been written in the Lamb's Book of Life because we have Jesus, made Jesus our Lord, our Savior. We've confessed him. We believe. And once we have done that, we have entered in into that eternal promise, covenant that God has given us through the blood of the Lamb. And so Jesus made sure that we have victory eternally, victory here on the earth, victory in every part of our lives. We have victory, and that his word and his blood has caused and made a way for our escape. And so we know that, and the same authority that Jesus has, we have it. He's given it to us in the form of the Holy Spirit who lives down inside of us, so, and in his word by faith. So we see that Jesus was celebrated. He was magnified. He was glorified here on the earth. And we are to daily live a life that glorifies and magnifies him, but also we're to give him worship, holy, pure worship. We're to give him what is due his name. We're to give him all that is due his name. For he's the King and the Lord of Lords, and there's no one greater than him. There's no one like him. So they celebrated him. The coat that was prepared, it was prepared for him, and it was brand new. And I'm saying it again, God is going to prepare something for you, brand new. The same way you celebrate him and love him, God is going to prepare something for you, and it's going to be wonderful. He's going to do it in your life, and that preparation that you're in now is getting you ready for the place of promotion. That sacrifice that you're in right now, that altar of sacrifice that you're going through right now, is calling you to reign with your King, because to know him, you've got to be able to suffer with him. And suffering with him means that you know him, because you're not going through this thing with your head hung down. You're not going through it with the wrong attitude and the wrong gratitude. You're going through this thing saying, God, it is a privilege and an honor to suffer with you. And even if I don't understand everything, let my praise, my worship unto you, my faith and my obedience unto you be genuine. Cause me to see beyond the pain and see what your word is saying, what your will is. Let me praise you in spite of it and know that you are still in control. And you wouldn't allow this to come if you didn't want glory. You wouldn't allow this to happen if you didn't want change. You wouldn't allow this to happen if you didn't want me to go in a place of reigning with you and showing your glory in the earth. God wants glory out of us. God wants glory. He got glory out of his Son. He's getting glory out of his Son, and he wants glory out of us. So we have to give him that glory. We have to give it to him by the life that we live, by the faith that we have in him, our obedience and our trust, and through the things that we suffer and endure. If it had not been for the Lord who's on our side, we would have been defeated. But thanks be unto God. Thanks be unto Jesus, who causes us to triumph. We triumph in him. He causes us to win in him. We already, not going to, already have victory because of the King. So every time we sing Hosanna to him, every time we give him glory, we are telling him, we thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for suffering. Thank you for dying. Thank you for all the benefits and blessings that you've given to me. And I praise you. And it is a privilege to serve you, to love you, and to live for you. I am praying that you have a wonderful Easter celebration, that you celebrate the King and that you celebrate his life and you celebrate the victory that has been won in the blood of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you so much for joining me today for this 15 minutes of empowerment on Favorite Life. Pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful celebration, resurrection celebration, and that you give God glory. We'll see you here next week at the same time. Be blessed in Jesus' name.